Donald Trump met with Republicans on Capitol Hill this morning in his first meeting with the full GOP caucus in the House. Speaker Paul Ryan said lawmakers appreciated it.
This was the first time just about every one of our members had a chance to actually meet and engage with Donald Trump. So I thought it was great that he came. I'm glad he accepted our invitation. And we had a very good exchange on just lots of ideas and lots of policy issues. So I thought it was a very good meeting. And it's very clear that he is working on putting together a strong general election campaign.
But one congressman in the meeting, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, said the meeting was awkward because Trump said things that apparently made him shake his head in disbelief. Joining us now, Paris Denard, here now political analyst and a GOP strategist. Hi, Paris.
Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
I'm doing well, and I want to get to Donald Trump in a minute. But I first, because this has been such a big week in terms of the Clinton emails, I want to get your thoughts on that as a GOP strategist about the decision not to prosecute Clinton by the Justice Department. Do you think that Republicans should continue to talk about this issue, even though from the Justice Department's perspective, it's case closed?
The GOP should talk about this until November. This is a huge deal. It's a big issue. And it's not so much that the FBI and the Justice Department decided not to prosecute her or file charges against her, but it's more so what he said, the FBI director said. He said she used horrible judgment, and really he discredited almost every single thing that she said that as to why she used this email and this server. And so it speaks to trustworthiness, it speaks to credibility, it speaks to character. And these are issues that progressives, Trump and Sanders supporters, as well as these independents, look at Hillary Clinton and say, I don't know if I can trust her. I don't know if I can believe what she says. When the FBI director comes out and pretty much says that you've done a lot of bad things and weren't telling the truth, that's not a good day or week or several months are going to be for Hillary Clinton.
So if it's such a good idea for Republicans to talk about this, why isn't Donald Trump talking about this? And let me tell you what I mean here. Last night, he gave this rally in Cincinnati, and rather than just focus on the Clinton emails, he started talking about scandals that he's involved in, including his recent praise of Saddam Hussein. Here he is.
Then I said again, Saddam Hussein is a bad guy, but he did one thing well. He killed terrorists. And I was just asked a question by the Cincinnati Inquirer inside. Mr. Trump, is it true that you love Saddam Hussein? Essentially, like sort of that, you know. I said, that's not what I said.
Paris, what do you think? Why is he talking about these other things?
Well, for the past 24, 48 hours, when the mainstream media has been hammering him, saying that he, quote unquote, praised Saddam Hussein, I think he has the ability, he needed to address this issue or this perceived controversy and say what he actually meant and what he actually said. And so when you're attacked, you have to fight back. And I think that's exactly what he did. And I think a lot of people would agree that his statement was actually factual as it relates to what Saddam Hussein was doing relating to terrorists in Iraq.
Although it still sort of makes you wonder why you would need to bring that up at this point. Why bother going down the road of praising Saddam Hussein?
But well, he didn't praise Saddam Hussein. I take issue with that. But I think when you're the president of the United States, you're running to be president of the United States, you have to be able to talk about a whole host of things like the international affairs, national security, as well as Hillary Clinton's email situation.
Well,
look at Hillary.
he also has been talking about something else that's gotten him into trouble, which is this tweet that went out with a six-pointed star that was called anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Here he is talking about that in Cincinnati last night.
To me, it was just a star. But when I really looked, it looked like a sheriff's star. But CNN started this dialogue going, it's the Star of David. And because it's the Star of David, Donald Trump has racist tendencies. These people are sick, folks. I'm telling you, they're sick.
Paris, what do you think of this one? Do you buy that there was nothing anti-Semitic about it?
Yeah, what I do know, Jeremy, is that over almost 100 people from the National Diversity Coalition for Trump came to the RNC and had a meeting last Friday. And this was a very diverse group of people. There were Jewish Americans there, African Americans there, Hispanic Americans, a lot of Asian Americans that were there all in support of Mr. Trump that flew all over the country to be there to support him. And then when you looked in June, they looked at the figures and said the Trump campaign raised $55 million from 400,000 supporters. 94% of them gave under the $200 limit. So when you look at that, that tells me that the Republicans, and there's a diverse group of Republicans who are supporting Mr. Trump and do not buy into what the liberal media tries to portray, because they're going to do this. In order for Hillary Clinton to win and succeed, they have to continue to label him as a racist, a bigot, and all of these things that are not actually true.
But there are also Republicans that aren't, at least if not supporting him, that they don't want to be his VP, that we've learned about this week.
Yeah.
Bob Corker, the senator from Tennessee, looks like Iowa Senator Joni Ernst as well. Just a few seconds, but who do you think it is going to be, Paris, the VP?
I'm not sure who it's going to be, but I tell you, the type of characteristic that's going to be is someone that has experience, that has worked with the Congress and has the executive experience. It's going to look to be someone like a Cheney was to Bush, and a Biden was to Obama.
That sounds like Newt Gingrich to me. We will see.
We'll see. It won't be me.
It won't be you, Paris.
Unfortunately.
You're now political analyst and a GOP strategist. Thanks as always.
All right, Jeremy.